This man, known to the world as the Crying Indian, helped usher in the modern environmental movement. In 1970, Iron Eyes Cody appeared in a commercial for the nonprofit Keep America Beautiful. Behind a backdrop of smokestacks, belching cars, and litter, the Cherokee and Cree Cody canoed to a polluted riverbed where a single tear rolled down his cheek. There were just a couple of problems. The tear was fake, as was Cody's identity as an authentic Indian. Decades later, we are still being sold on the idea of authenticity. From foodways to best-selling memoirs, the performance of authenticity remains undaunted by postmodernism and our digital age of virtual avatars. We want to keep it real. But how do we know what the real thing is? Most people react to authenticity the way Judge Potter Stewart thought about the term obscenity. Stewart couldn't define the term legally, but he said, famously, that he knew it when he saw it. I think we can do better than Stewart's pragmatism. First of all, we can approach a cultural object's uniqueness in time and space. Second of all, we can examine the horizon of expectations an audience brings to a work of culture. By doing this, we can, I think, get a little closer to the genuine article by revealing the artifice of authenticity.